I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Start things off?
Yes.
Please do.
Alright. Question for Big Man and Chantel.
Yeah.
In Chantel's case, what woman in Big Man's case and what man made you sexually question yourself? Be honest.
Diana from V.
Jane McMahon.
That's fair. Those are both fair. That's both fair.
And how about you?
Tom Willen.
Somebody save me.
Damn straight. I still question myself to this day.
Questions are good, even if the answers are intriguing. Welcome to And That's Why We're Messed Up, the podcast talking about geekery, nerdism, and all else in between from a South London postcode. I am one of your awesome hosts, Shanners. Next to me is Big Man.
Hello, people. I hope everyone is well. I hope everyone is relaxing, taking it easy. But I'm only two thirds of this group. And, of course, we have the main event, the Instant Classic, taken away, bro.
I'm not the main event. It's not my turn today, mate. That's you. You're the main event. I'm just a pre-show talent. It's fine.
Oh. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. No, I'm just... I think I'm just like, this is lovely. I'm enjoying this. But Big Man, yes, take the floor. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Shan. Thank you. But apart from that, hope everyone is well. And on today's episode, we're going to do something a little bit different.
No, it's not.
Which is, sure, of course, with me ranting like a madman. This is just a free ball of ranting. Over the last couple of weeks, certain things I've watched or certain things I've tried to obtain tickets for didn't kind of go my way. But we're here to rant, get it out of our system, and hopefully bring some pleasant joy to your relaxing settings on this day.
Bro, I wonder what you're talking about.
Just for a second, not our system, your system. My system's fine. I'm clear. I didn't attempt because I knew where it was going to go.
I observed from a distance, y'all. That's what I did because...
Yeah, you did.
So, please, take the floor. The mic is yours. Go.
Before you start, I'd like to say a massive happy birthday to one of our fans from day one, Mr. Adrian Charles. It's your...
Happy birthday!
Hope you have a good one, and no doubt by the time this episode airs, I will see you very soon at usual place for a catch-up. Now...
Thai Silk?
Not that far. Akron, Clapham. But anyway... Oh. But anyway, before I start, I'm going to take a deep breath... And let's go. First thing off the bat, I need to talk about what happened the other day. Now, for those in the UK, there was a pay-per-view that was happening in the O2, put on by WWE, which was the one and only Money in the Bank, which is happening on Saturday, the 1st of July, 2023. Now, before I start, this was documented around about, was it November when I told you guys about it?
Yes.
And we kind of knew from the get-go, okay, a couple of months prior, we had Clash at the Castle, which was held in Wales, which held up to 60,000 people, which was a roaring success. Fully understandable, looked amazing, saw it from the comfort of my own home. So eyebrows were slightly raised that they're having it at the O2, a venue which I believe holds up to, what, 20,000 people?
20,000, give or take,
yeah. Yeah. And they said, no, don't worry, tickets shouldn't be a problem to get hold of. Well, of course it won't be a problem after all. Not like everyone's been waiting for a top WWE pay-per-view to happen in London, of course, but it's one of those things. So when Ticketmaster and WWE sent an email saying, go on the pre-register list, you'll be put into a queue and you should be able to obtain the ticket. Everyone had the exact same idea. Put your details in, wait in line, orderly fashion, and when the moment arises, grab your ticket. The only problem was the price. Now, to be fair, I kind of knew going into this that I may have to up my expenditure, just a tad. I mean, the last time I went to WWE, that was Raw at the O2. Mm. I was seated, give or take, 12 seats away from ringside, and I paid 75 quid it was for my ticket. So for me, that was cool. I didn't have a problem with that. Loved the pay, loved the show.
That was reasonable. That's reasonable, to be fair.
Yes, it was.
Okay, what year was that? Just to ask, just to what context?
Put into conflict, that year was... the 13th of May 2019.
Oh, okay, cool. 2019. Okay. So how much were you willing to pay?
All right. So bearing in mind this is a pay-per-view, and at this point it was tickets to both SmackDown, which was held on a Friday before, and Money in Bank on a Saturday. I was willing maximum to pay possibly $220 within reason.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. 220.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Now, I must put into context here that a WWE 2K23, the game, the Ultimate Edition, which is the John Cena Legacy, I believe, which is a season pass, all added extras, costs 110 quid. So let's just put that into context. The game. Okay. It's 110 quid. So,
and also, can I add that little wrinkle, that whole debacle with the Taylor Swift tickets and Ticketmaster, and that they're currently being taken to court for it because
What was that about Taylor Swift?
Okay, it's weird. It's a rabbit hole. There's stuff on it, but basically, there was a whole debacle around Ticketmaster handing the Taylor Swift tickets, and as a result, like I think basically a load more. Ticket people couldn't get the tickets basically, and when they were able, because like all like the awful touts got it, it was ridiculous. And you go, all little things that you're about to describe, like, you know, getting to thing and signing up, were just, it was a nightmare to the point where Taylor Swift taking them to court. So there could be that behind the whole Ticketmaster debacle, so I'm trying to
okay,
a little wrinkle there. So yeah,
okay, so as you can imagine, Wednesday afternoon, 11 o'clock, the link went live. So I thought, oh, here it goes. I'm sitting there, oh man, thinking, this is it. Michael Jackson moment. This is it. Now I'm waiting for this. Get to go down to the O2 and reserve my ticket. Oh, no. That wouldn't be that simple, would it? So going to the room, tickets were supposed to go live at 12. Then the sign came up. Due to Matt's capacity, it's now been put back to 1 o'clock. So already alarm bells were ringing. So I'm thinking, okay, what level of shit are we about to go through? But you know what? I have faith in thinking, you know, it ain't going to be that bad. Well, I was proved horribly wrong. Because when we got in, eventually, the ticket prices. So just to put into context, if I wanted to be, let's say, middle row, as well I was on Raw the last time I was, and I paid £75, the starting price was £600.
Are you sure you missed? Sorry, what?
No.
£600. Starting. Which means that. Continue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the starting. I mean, if I wanted to, the cheapest I saw was £110 for both SmackDown and Money in the Bank. Now, that, to be fair, might not be a bad thing.
What's the location of those tickets?
I'm touching the top of the L2. Now, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not doing that whole, when all those people who want to climb on top of the L2, like they want to put their life online, that's fine. Yeah. If you want to do that, by all means, I'm not paying £120, to sit at the top of the O2 so I can borderline see where someone's climbing up the top of the ladder. No. And then the cheek of it, this is the best part, the cheek of it, while those tickets came up, before I can even access it to say yeah or no, they were gone. So it's a good screenshot to say I actually had the tickets if I wanted, but I wasn't paying that. I'm sorry.
The way where, I heard it is that most of the tickets sold out in like 1 minute.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Touts and bots.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Jesus.
And don't get me wrong, I kept on refreshing. And, you know what I mean? And this was even before the pre-sale. Well, no, this is before you went on general public, these tickets. They were gone. And the only people that managed to gain access was Shock Horror, if you're a member of the WWE department, or you're a wrestler, or, and it's not a dig, an O2 customer.
Yeah, and this is where I get to tell you that none of those people, except the O2 customers, would have actually been in the running, like how you guys would have. They just, they wouldn't be on the system. How do I know? I work in events. How do I know? I've done stuff with artists back in the day. That's not enough for consideration.
And that's the thing. If I'm paying that, I'm sorry. If I'm coughing up 600 to start with pounds, right, for a pay-per-view, I expect the following treatment. When Roman Reigns appears, which allegedly he won't be.
He won't be.
Double Chief.
Yep.
Head of the table.
And he puts his finger to the sky to acknowledge him. I want him to sign something. Yeah.
I want to be acknowledged. That's
Yeah.
Nah, bitch, acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me. I want a spotlight. And I want acknowledgement.
When Triple H used to come out and used to spit water in the fans, I want my shirt to be drenched from the water that it received. I'm sorry, I'm not paying that type of money. And we're living in the time. I'm sounding like a madman now. We're living
You just said on this podcast that you were fine to be spat on by
Let's be honest.
And it wasn't me who said that.
Sis, let's be honest. If it was Edge, Adam Copeland, you'd get for free.
I wouldn't actually in this day and age. We just got handy.
She's putting up front, people. Let's be honest, she would do it.
There are limitations, and spitting is one of them.
On this day, I see clearly that she'll be drenched in the saliva.
If Adam was running through the crowd, as he did at Clash of the Cook Castle, I'm sure, Chan, you'll be there, ready for a quick selfie.
But running versus spitting, okay? He can run all he wants, don't you?
The whole event was one big cock up from start to end, and already I've seen touts send, for example, second to top of the O2, £900. I'm like, really? People are really looking to spend this money, and then the cheek after, they're now saying, oh, for those that didn't get tickets, we're going to release a new range of single tickets for the pay-per-view. Ain't no point asking for that because you ain't going to see it. It's not going to be available. Why on earth are you making these poor people run through hoops for something that they ain't going to get? I've already given up. I will watch Clash of the Castle live on BT, on wherever we're showing it, BT Sports or wherever. I refuse to pay. I'm sorry.
It's money in the bank. He meant money in the bank. Just for the record.
Your money in his bank. Like, literally, told you what I'm going to... I'm taking all your money. Next one's going to be called, I'm just taking your money. You are fools.
It's true. I just don't understand how... I mean, don't get me wrong. I couldn't be more happy that it's done in London. You know what I mean? Those that never been to an event before will enjoy it. But the prices are ridiculous. Even to put into content.
But to be fair, it makes sense to an extent. How long ago was SummerSlam 92? What was it? 90, 92, 97? It was 92, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 30 years?
30 years,
enough, yeah. Oh, wow. 30 years, so the hype is real for it. That's like, again, because like, that was the only, like, top five or top ten pay-per-view that was done outside of America. It was done in Europe, for God's sake. I mean, like, we get our, Europe do get the pay-per-views, but they're not, like, mainstream. They're like Resurrection or Insurrection or Clash at Your Mom's House.
Rebellion.
So, you know, so I get it on that regard because the hype is real. The hype is very real in that regard. But, like, how big is Wembley, thinking about? How big is Wembley?
Wembley's the bigger venue. Wembley's a bigger venue than the O2, I think.
I would say at least hitting there enough. I mean, hell, we saw Thingy there, didn't we? TNA.
TNA, yeah. That was pretty big.
That was big.
Yeah. Yeah. If, I mean, like, I guess O2 has more of a rep. But it is more of a tourist trap, so it makes sense.
Oh, of course it is.
I can tell you that Wembley Arena has a capacity of 12,500.
The stadium's
90,000.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
well,
there you
and
go.
The O2 is 20,000.
Yeah, to be fair, I think they were literally trying to save money when they chose Wembley.
I'm gonna say, well, I'm thinking now that's gonna look like a borderline house show compared to Wembley Stadium. But I mean, what did we know? I mean, after all, we are not one that controls their public relations. Good luck to him.
No, we're just a silly little marks. That's what we are.
It ain't that the truth.
Well, that's the thing. If you look at it from a corporate perspective, you basically say, like, how much are these people prepared to pay for this? What is the price point? And they're not going to go, someone's going to go, oh, but this cost of living crisis. They're not going to do that.
No.
They're going to go, how much are these people prepared to pay for this? And they're going to have other things that are going to feed into that and say, this is why. And they're going to go, okay, if we think we can get this at the minimum, up it. Up it. And they're basically treading a line between what will initiate, which will get people going, yeah, I'm going to do it, versus outrage. And they're already going, right, if we can get them to go down £600 for this, and they'll probably do it as, like, you know, like, that's their big holiday money. Yeah. Like, hate to break it to you, like, if there wasn't a cost of living crisis and what have you, they'd put more. They would put that as
ticket.
More. I'm like, I can't think of anybody that I love in this world that I'd be like, £600, yeah, straight up.
Yeah, if you bought me that ticket, I'd cuss you.
Yeah, I'd be like,
what? Thank you, but what the fuck were you thinking? That's rent.
Or this is your lottery reveal.
Oh, yeah, that's, fair.
If I was like, you two, don't worry about this. This is, and on the podcast, I got to say, I've already got you your tickets. You know what I'm basically saying. So I'm basically saying is that don't worry about it because your house is coming next. That's how it works. You buy the ticket, then you get the house. That's what you do. But just on an average people, six.
Six bills. I mean, to be fair, you can probably get tickets for Mania. Flight and accommodation, just a little bit more than that, and that's Hollywood.
It's the novelty factor because the whole thing of like they're coming to Britain, and that's the thing. I can't even blame a certain person coming back for this decision.
Sure, you can.
But I can't because it's ignorant and it's not the way it's going to work. It's easy to blame that idiot coming back to say, yeah. But I know this would have been in the bag way before.
Very true. Unless
he did it way before he actually left, which would make sense in terms of, because you plot in advance for these things. So I could say before they actually left, they did it. But then, that's a different department. I can't, from the knowledge that I feel like I have confidently, I can't put this at that idiot's doorstep.
Fair enough.
It's handy, but I don't think it's accurate.
Nah. And you know what? It's funny enough because I'm part of this little community where everyone was trying to say, well, if you can't get tickets, come through me. I'll see if I can. No. Yeah. you weren't even getting tickets. No one I personally know has got a ticket to this. And if someone is, then I am not jealous. By all means, enjoy, represent, have a fantastic time. But with what's going on in the world, cost of living, I think I love my life a little bit more than WWE.
Blasphemy.
I mean, bruv, if I saw, like, you guys have one of those tickets, I'd be like, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Like, it would... And also, 600 quid, I need to be next to the ring.
No.
I need to be sitting there, like Adrian in Rocky. I need to be next to the ring.
Yeah,
for 600... And everyone acknowledges me. Big up.
Nah, for £600, I should be part of the commentary team. I should be...
No, you're reaching too hard, bro, about commentary team. No.
You'll basically be like, I want to be like, now, like death match.
Here he comes.
This is the classic. Oh, sit down next to us. Tell us what you feel. How you been?
I feel like I got ripped off, bitch. That's how I feel. I got rent to pay. I ain't paying rent this month.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
600 quid. I want to be doing the ring announcements. I want to stop that, doing commentary, back from commentary, back to ring announcing. Then once everything's all done and dusted, I'm going upstairs and chatting with the board, running the press conference after. I want the full experience.
Do you not know? I've got to be serious. For £600, this is what I really expect. I expect to have a re-entrance. That's what I expect. That's all I expect. I want the theme music. I want pyro. I want the crowd to cheer my name. For £600, that's all I'm asking for. And then I'm going to go in the ring and say, hello, and then get out the ring, and then get my chair right in front of me. That's all I'm asking for. Is that too much?
I just had an image of Big Man for some reason, like, with a mic being like, here I am, sponsored by Super Bowl. And Hardo Bread, Big Up Tooting. So here we are. You know what? I now want to see WWE sponsored by Big Man and you, bruv. That's what I want. I feel like I need that in my life.
Only time it happens when WWE go to Brixton and go to the recreation center.
Oh my! Can you imagine?
The thing.
Triple H is out getting around the patties. Tribal Chief at the table is
literally at a table. He's a harder bread and patty.
He's a harder bread and patty, but I've got to say that jerk chicken looks absolutely delightful. Could you go into the flavors and nuances before you? Is that a tribal meal? Do you think? Honestly, I'm here for it.
I think you may have just hit the muzzle with that idea.
Can you imagine? Oh my god! The Edge stole his plantain. It's going down. It's going down. What do you mean they got no hot sauce? Oh! It comes Ronda Rousey. You call it the hard dough bread play.
Oh, God. What would you name the pay-per-view for based in Brixton?
Oh.
Money in your cart.
No, WWE the Brixton riots. Not part two. No, it should be, it'll be a trilogy, actually.
Ooh, massive stand up. What? Oh,
wow.
There's an elephant in the room.
Is that too soon? I'm sorry.
It's too soon. 30 years. Too soon. There's an elephant in the room we haven't addressed, you know.
What's that?
The certain person is back.
We don't need to talk about that person. Yeah. We can just skip over. Everyone knows he's back and somehow managed to get his mitts back on power, but
it's a controlling stake.
To be fair, it's been nothing but problems since he has come back.
Yay!
The amount of lawsuits that have come WWE's way, sacking, and how people are talking about how it's been a hindrance since he's come back. For it's been like hindering the sale of WWE since he's come back. So we could have saw this coming. But if you got, but again, I get, because like if when you have the controlling stock,
the controlling stake, yeah,
you can't, there's not much you can't really say no to it. You can't say no to it. But yeah, it's, but all the bad press is coming their way with lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, and I think there's still like 8 losses at the moment or something like that. I might be exaggerating. It might be just a 5, but still quite. It's not 1. So
it ain't like 2. Like 1 or 2. Like, that's fine. When it's like 4, 5, 6, it's like, oh. In fact, by the time we're done, there could be more. There could be more like that are out in the byline. So we don't even know.
Well, look, if I have to say, with all these pending lawsuits, he might as well change his entrance here from No Chance in Hell to Shane McMahon. Money, money, money. Because that's what he's going to be paying out.
Big out Virgil. Fuck money!
Oh, but, yeah.
Okay, to your question. So who is down to appear? Because I found out from you guys that Roman Reigns will not be appearing. So who's going to be appearing in the UK, Money in the Bank, a.k.a. I took your money?
Pretty much, I would assume, most people, apart from Roman Reigns.
Isn't the pool Roman Reigns?
Well, unless for some miracle reason he's still champion by then, that's going to be a bit of a problem. But it's open range at this point in time. I mean, they haven't just, well, I mean, they haven't. They probably already know it's going to be on the pay-per-view. But I mean, anyone British-based, so Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, the Brutes, they're going to be there.
Yeah. Definitely anyone European, so Gunther.
Yeah. Well, obviously, yeah.
Gunther and the Imperium, basically. So they're definitely going to be there because they're European royalty.
Yeah, European base, so it's not too bad.
I definitely think, like, Asuka, Cody. Bianca Belair, probably Rousey. Becky Lynch, because of course she's Irish.
Beth will be there.
But yeah, like she, don't know, she Finn Balor, Edge, because I think maybe
it ain't retired by then.
I feel like he's not gonna retire till the end of the year or next year, maybe.
I can. To be fair, if Mania against Balor, if that wouldn't surprise me, that would be his farewell match.
Okay.
But who knows? Anything can possibly happen. If he's still got Mark left in the tank, then by all means, run with it. Mm. Unlike certain other wrestler who don't know when to quit. But anyway.
That's just all wrestlers in general, let's be honest.
I was going to say, like, which one? Name names.
Well, the one that literally died in his match, but yet he still wants to do another match.
Oh, he's recently just turned 74.
Oh, no, not him.
Yep.
Oh.
Helicopter himself, Ric Flair.
Someone should just play, like, that Dark Side of the Ring episode on loop until he gets to him.
You won't get it. His neck, your boy!
Every time he walks in, they should put on his music and then just start with what he did on that bit of Dark Side of the Ring. And just keep that going. Be like, oh, sorry, it's a glitch. It's a weird glitch where I just something's happened. Anyway, you wrestle. Go on, get your wheelchair and wrestle.
But also, on the side, I have to give a massive shout again to Dominic Mysterio. There's one thing I have to be consistent.
Oh, good on condom.
What the? What?
Okay, because like, all right, so there's a storyline where he was, because you know, actually, we showed you the video. Pretty much showed you the video where he like gate crashed his parents' Thanksgiving and stuff like that.
Oh god, there was
another one where it was Christmas or vice versa. I can't remember which one it was. But this time they called the police and he got arrested.
Yes, I saw that one too. Yeah. You arrested the wrong one.
Yeah,
I remember that.
So basically, he's like doing this gimmick where he's like a hardened criminal now. So they've been calling him like ex-con Dom.
Yeah. So it's. Is that prison Mike from The Office? Remember that episode?
Yeah. But to be fair, he's playing it really well. Again, I've got nothing but props to Dominic Mysterio. He's playing his character so well. Yeah. And you can tell he's having fun with it, because you like the fact he gets the right reaction from the crowd, like the crowd boos him when he needs to boo him, and like he's like smiling and loving it. Like, no man, he's probably one of the highlights of the last 2 years, I would say.
Yeah, I'll say that, because as soon as he says anything, it's the whole, you know what I can do, yeah. Stitches get me, or bitches get stitches, and people in the clink.
I'm sorry, I'm just seeing Will Ferrell in Nice Guys.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah. like the judgment day as a whole, to be fair, have been have been like on point, like especially like Finn Balor. I love Finn Balor. Has been all right. Yeah, I'm loving this version of Finn Balor because like that the Royal Rumble scene when like Edge is chasing him down the thing, and like there's like a fan footage of his face like no. Like I'm literally like he's hysterical, but and again he's a legit good wrestler. So it's like I'm liking the focus that they're getting because they deserve it, and obviously
well, apparently he's due a really really big push this summer.
He was due it the day he got to a bloody main roster, but then
didn't get it.
You know what I've noticed you two saying much more of since there's been a change in the way stories are done is fun.
More and more
I keep hearing like with different storylines and stuff. Here's the fun. The fun seems to have come back in. And it's like, and you're getting a better crowd. It's like, of course you're going to get a better crowd reaction if the people involved are having fun with what they're doing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
No, I was going to say, you can see. I mean, a prime example was Gunther at the Rumble this year. Now, on a side note, just a quick one. The length of these pay-per-views. Now, sis, you coined it by saying it's like doing a shift.
That's some shift work you got on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Royal Rumble, I'm sorry, there was no reason why that Rumble was finishing at 4:45 in the morning. There was no reason for that. There was none.
Yes, there is. Well, the Queens have to come in and start their shift at like 5:55. So that's why it starts. That's why I can.
Royal Rumble shouldn't be WrestleMania hours. Yeah, that's how I see it. But Rumble was fun this year. Now, a prime example of crowd service and giving the people what they want. Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
The man was the MVP of the Rumble this year. I'm sorry. First one in, second last to be eliminated. The highlight for me is when he went toe-to-toe with Brock Lesnar.
Mm.
That right there is what everyone was waiting for, and it nearly happened. And what did WWE go and do? You have something which potentially could be money waiting to happen. But no. They take that away from us, and what have they done? Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
Omos.
Now, I'm sorry. But you know what I'm going
to... But to be fair, from what I've heard, what I've been hearing, Gunther's apparently is due a push with the title.
Triple threat. Well, I'm not going to surprise me. Let the man have the run because nothing. When he eventually drops the IC title,
I hope he doesn't. I hope he keeps it. I hope he actually gets. I want to go double champion. I think he deserves to be double champion.
So wait a minute. Gunther versus Roman. Who are you backing?
Roman. He's back in Roman.
Yeah. The fantasy is
definitely.
Yeah. I can't. Okay, dude. I've been more of a Roman fanboy. Like since even before he became the trouble chief. I've always gone back for Roman part.
Big man, I know. It's got the whiff of the Rock about it. I know the sigh. You ask, bruv, the Rock. It's like the Rock every time. Roman is that one now for bruv.
Well, the inevitable Rock v Roman, I would have to see watch this with Brad Bier to see his reaction throughout the match. That would be a watch.
I'm just gonna be torn. I don't want to see the pain.
That's legitimately gonna be Superman 3 for me.
It's gonna hurt. And that's why, because I was there, Superman 3, and the terror on your face. And I don't know. I think we need a lot of Serrano. We're gonna need a lot of Kool-Aid.
For those who don't know, like when I was a child, seeing the scene where Clark Kent fights Superman in Superman 3. Broke my heart. I don't know why. It made me cry a lot and made me scare me nightmares. So I didn't like it. That's what's going to be like.
And it wasn't like one of those things I've done in the past where I tried to traumatize him. No. This was not what was happening. What was happening, we were watching it and it was fine. And then it went really quiet. And I remember looking and Brub was just like, I was like, oh no. And it was like too far in. And I remember the part where he's like, I think it's something like, I heard you want to fly, Clark, now's your chance. I have never seen a child so broken in my entire life than in that scene. And I remember, like, when the strangling bit happens, we had to actually, me and my cousin had to calm you down because you literally were like, no. We're like, no, because you just couldn't get it that it wasn't that, because that scene was to you was real.
Mm.
So I remember, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I was like, and then the thing is that we couldn't watch it again. But then one day you were like, no, I'm going to watch it again. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. This could be traumatizing.
It's almost very uncomfortable to this day. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, because it was, and it's quite an intense scene. And obviously in young eyes, that looks like now you can see the dodgy CGI. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But at the time, yeah. So I'll be there to hold your hand when Roman versus The Rock.
Okay.
It's okay. I'll bring it to Sorano and some fried chicken.
With this new generation or new creative of Triple H era, as they call it now, like I like thinking about scenarios that could possibly happen now. It's like back in the day, it's always like a possible with Vince in charge. Like, yeah, that wouldn't happen because like. Obviously, with there's one scenario I would love to happen, but probably won't happen. But the thing is, it could happen. The possibility is strong.
Which is
so, Sami Zayn is like the superest babyface in the world right now in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, Cody Rhodes is due to face Roman Reigns for the title at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So Sami right now is probably going to be doing a thing with the Usos where him and probably Kevin Owens beats them for the tag titles or the undisputed tag titles. But imagine this. Just on the it's the main event. It's WrestleMania. It's Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns.
Roman.
Triple H comes out or. Adam Pearce comes out, one of the big heads of WWE come out. He goes like, there's been a change of plans. This match is now a triple threat. Then Sami Zayn's music hit. Everyone goes crazy. Triple threat match. Sami pins Roman to get the title. And then that puts a feud between him and Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes goes ultimate heel. It'll be like, you stole my moment. That was my moment. That was for my dad. And you ruined it for me, Sami Zayn. And that's the ongoing feud and tour where they go to the next Mania and then it ends on a babyface win or a turn in the guard where Cody Rhodes beats Sami. He gets his win. He gets his WrestleMania moment. Hug it out. And then boom. I can see that happening at some point. But
you sound excited. You sound excited. Also, is David Arquette or Freddie Prinze Jr. writing this too? Can you imagine? Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Wow.
Anything can possibly happen.
Anything's possible. You don't know.
I've heard the theory that Roman could even retain against Cody at Mania as well. So anything can happen.
He's had a title for like 2 years, 2.5 years now.
Yeah, but the sad thing is, he told us that in the WrestleMania promo 2 years ago, that this was going to happen.
True.
But if you remember, when, in fact, it was the pandemic, that WrestleMania, and it was him sitting in the chair, and he's basically saying, Tribal Chief, head of the table, no one ain't going to take this title for at least for a couple years. So he pretty much told us from then, he ain't going to lose anything, and art's become very much life.
True.
I mean, that's one thing is the Bray Wyatt promo that was aired this week. Now, I don't know if anyone, I don't know if you saw that, Rob.
Is that the one, was that him watching himself?
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Now,
just to put it out there, sis, this is basically him watching himself on TV.
Okay.
With his Uncle Howdy doing the weather report.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was a little wordplay that he said of, can you keep a secret? Can you keep a secret? I can. Now, when that episode aired, I kind of noticed something, but I thought it was just my imagination. And then I rewound it and watched it again. And I don't know if you picked up this one on it, bro.
I've only watched it one time, so I probably missed it, to be honest.
That wasn't Bray's voice.
Whose voice was it?
It's Eric Young.
As Insanity Eric Young.
Yeah.
And TNA Eric Young.
Yeah.
Who technically got killed off in TNA recently.
And re-signed to WWE.
Is that official?
Yeah.
I mean, Nikki Cross has been back on the crazy self, to be fair.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if the Insanity became a member of the Wyatt Six?
See, you know what, though? With the Bray Wyatt thing, I'm kind of losing my patience with it.
Why?
They built it up. No, I can see where you're coming from, because you kind of had it in one way of how this is going to go.
Yeah.
And but some complete rubber.
But it's not even that it's gone, it's the twists and turns. It's literally, I need a payoff now. This is basically Lost, and I'm getting tired of waiting. Because, like, that's the thing with Lost. I remember enjoying Lost season one, then season two came along, and I'm like, this is going to keep on going like this for ages, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. I literally stopped watching Lost after that point. And
then to make it worse, we were right.
Yeah.
What we said in the first time. Yeah, it just longed it out. We were like, but we called this.
Yeah, because, like, again, like, I'm glad Bray Wyatt is in WWE. Like, he's probably one of the most talented people in the industry to this day. But give me something now. Give me something that's like, okay, all right, give me something.
Yeah, the payoff's like, over now.
I think I've earned my pay. I think my patience has been. I've earned my patience. I need a payoff now. But I'm more than happy to be surprised. I'm really more than happy to be surprised.
Yeah.
No hate against Bray Wyatt or his version of creative, but I want a payoff now.
Yeah, there's got to be no point pun intended, an end game forthcoming somewhere.
Mm.
But him and Bobby Lashley potentially could work, or potentially could be a car crash.
See, that's the thing with Bobby Lashley now. It's like, they've been teasing the Hurt Business coming back together for ages. I need that to pay off now. It's taking piss now. I'm getting tired of seeing people from the Hurt Business in the background talking about shit. I want to see a payoff now. Give me the shit I want now. I'm getting tired. I have earned my reward. Give me one of the most dominant black groups in the wrestling industry, please. Give me them, please. Like that time where they had all the gold, and like Bobby Lashley just won the title, and they were literally in the center of the ring doing the Wakanda Forever. And I was like, that's what I want. Give me that.
What I want. Give me.
God
for me, when Hurt Business went to Raw Underground, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
He ran Raw Underground, which was Raw Does Fight Club, basically.
Mm-hmm.
When the Hurt Business went down there and just ran the whole place. That was one of my favourite episodes.
Because
you didn't even need to breathe. As soon as you walked in, you're on the floor. Laid out like Nation of Domination. Just take no questions asked. You're just taken out for no reason.
See, that was, that was one of like, the best things that under Vince's reign that he did, I've got to be honest. Like, I think it probably wasn't his idea because it's way too black for him. But as good as they were, under his reign, I was actually quite impressed with that, to be fair.
But I got a side note from wrestling. We'll move something completely swift in changing angles, what we do. So, last couple months, I've been getting back into the whole going to the cinemas, doing mini reviews and seeing what's out there. But something kind of dawned on me the other day, which I forgot, is how busy March is in the film industry for releases forthcoming.
Mm.
Now, Friday just gone, I saw Cocaine Bear.
How was it?
Please
tell me as good as I imagine. Please tell me it was amazing. Please.
you know what? From the opening of that film, I haven't laughed for quite some time. Even to the very end, I was just laughing from start to finish. It is crazy. It is funny. It is gruesome. It's not for everyone. I liked it. I would definitely say if you want to just go into a film and just want to see limbs all over the place and some of the most gruesome ways to die, excluding Final Destination, watch this film. Just watch it. It's just for vibes. It's for fun. I fully recommend it. But just like Megan, I do believe there's an unrated version coming out as well.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But so... that one, which is enough, which also worked out.
Mm.
Next week, Creed 3's out.
Mm.
Yes.
Which,
I don't like the salivation in your mouth there, sister. I don't know how I feel about that.
What? Sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You know, it's Jonathan Majors.
There it is. There it is. There it is, right there.
I saw a cover of Jonathan Majors. I saw two covers that had me confused. There was the one cover where I feel like the man had gills on his muscles. I just feel like that's what I saw. And then there's the other one where the, I don't know if you guys saw it, where the...
the Fitness First or the Sports Illustrated one? Where...
I couldn't tell you. It was just an amazing thing that I watched and witnessed. But the latest Vogue cover that he did, where the photographer took inspiration from anime.
I was
like, oh my god!
Yeah, he was dressed like one. Was one of the characters from One Piece. I remember that. Yes. Yeah, that was really good. To be fair, I was like,
it was so good.
That was the first time I actually really wanted to watch One Piece. Oh my god!
That's powerful. Yeah, every time
I said
one, people
be
like, nope.
That's all I was like, oh, he's that guy from One Piece. Should I be watching One Piece right now? Wait, what? What?
Jonathan Majors has us all confused. It's like, what?
I mean, to be fair, after watching him in Quantumania.
Yeah.
I hope I'll say it next week.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the rest of them when they come against him. Because he is a force to be reckoned with.
Mm. Chantel, calm down.
Sorry, it's been a weird week.
He was brilliant.
I'll leave a link in the description.
Yeah, I bet you'll even link it.
He was brilliant in Quantumania. I can't fault him at all. Superb. Mm. Going forward, they ain't ready for him.
No.
But it's not even that as well. It's something which came across, I was reading online and totally forgot. So last week we had Quantumania. This week we had Cocaine Bear. Next week we have Creed 3. The week after we have Shazam 2, which doesn't look that bad, but apparently it's on course to flop because it doesn't really make any difference to the DCU.
Yep, and Zachary and what's his name didn't do himself any favors by talking.
Yeah. afterwards we have Scream. And then which that's looking good, and I love the promotional stuff that they've done with this one.
Mm.
Both it being in New York and same film, but new rules apply. Yeah, and although it's been leaked already, we've stayed away from that. We don't do that here, but yeah, it's been given a great write up. And then at the end of the month, I didn't realise John Wick 3's out on the 24th of March. I mean, John Wick 4 is out on the 24th of March.
That's really bloody... I thought it was like summertime that was coming out.
No. And also, did you know it's 3 hours long?
Shut up. Jeez. Oh, for God's... Keanu!
Keanu, I love you. Don't make it hard, okay? Keanu, please.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, boy. It's not Keanu's fault. He's not editing. It's not him doing it.
It should be, God damn it.
And then it just got me thinking, you remember when films used to be short and slow? I mean, to be fair, Cocaine Bear is only 90 minutes, yeah, so that flew by. But it just seems like every film coming out late...
2.5 hours, yeah. 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah, like Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. The original cut is 3 hours long. I'm thinking, come on now.
Why do you get confused when you see a film for 90? You're like, 90 minutes? That's a blink! An hour and a half? <That's> for real?
But yeah, Wick 4 is 3 hours long.
Fine. I'm just thinking, you know, I'm still going to watch it. I'm still going to watch it. So I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was going to say, but also because we saw an old friend in there and it's like.
You saw Donnie. A few old friends to me, Donny.
Donny!
My boy Donny.
I hope you get a half an hour fight scene. That's what I want, Donny.
And it's Scott Atkins for me looking like Penguin in Kingpin. Yeah.
He was.
Since you dropped that in the group, I was like, yeah, I can't unsee that.
Yeah, that's Thank Penguin. That's Arkham Penguin. That's all I'm saying.
There's a clip I saw. I don't
Hello,
know
Batman!
He gives Wick some ridiculous clothesline from hell, and I'm like, oh, Lord, this is going to be a film. You can just see it. It's, yeah.
I also hope it's the end.
No, there's still one more.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, okay, yeah, what?
Keanu, don't make it hard to love you.
Oh, I know. Okay. And finally, one last thing. Oh. A favourite among some of us in this group is the Fantastic Four. A film that has been tried and tested many times in MCU and currently hasn't really made the grade. But obviously, with them slowly but surely on their way to the MCU, talkers begin to heap up about the casting. So as we all know, John Kuransky is 100% not returning as Reed.
Yeah, I heard about
yay.
That.
Yeah.
Why yay? What the hell? What did John Kuransky do to you?
I've got a weird Krasinski thing where it's like, I feel like
he doesn't talk.
I'm supposed to like him, but I don't.
But he doesn't talk. I mean, he talks, but he doesn't talk, if you get what I mean. I mean, talk.
Yeah, you know. That's fine. Yeah.
Wow, fair enough.
There's just something about, I love The Quiet Place, but there's just something about him where I'm supposed to, I don't know what it is.
I suppose you reminds you too much of your husband, that's what it is.
Wow. Okay. Moving on.
See,
wow.
See, look at that. She wants to move on. Look at that. See? Got wow. I know you too well. See? That's why.
Damn it.
Well, let me put it this way. There's been some early talk about potential casting for Reed, and there are two names that Marvel are really high up for playing set character.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I can see, the other one, right film, wrong character. So bear with me. All so, right. First. For Reed, there's two actors. So the first is Dev Patel.
As in the Brit, Avatar, Brit. Lost Airbender,
Green Knight,
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Right. Well, apparently he's a strong runner for the role. The other one, when I heard it, I couldn't help but laugh, and I thought, okay. I can see it. But wrong character.
Okay.
Adam Driver.
No.
No. Doom.
Right. No.
No. As a
no.
As a victim.
Doom. Yeah.
110% all in for that. That voice underneath the mask will do bits. It will easily kick it and kick forward. As a Reed.
No.
It's too intense.
No.
Yeah.
Especially if it goes method. Oh my fucking god.
Oh god, no, please, no. For the love of God, no.
Oh god, no. The issue
with Fantastic Four, in my opinion, I just thought of this, is it's like we have the pieces of potential, but fractured across so many other movies.
Mm.
Like, Chiklis still is like, we haven't really been beaten in that one as the thing.
Yeah, I think he's probably one of the better things.
Yeah.
Evans as Johnny Storm was like, you pretty much had that.
Yeah.
But it's like you had the pieces in other movies, but never to come together.
Mm.
And I'm still, I feel like it's the bogey. It's like, yeah, you can't do it.
I feel like you can do it, you just need...
What is it going to need to make, to bring it?
Belief.
Out of it.
Belief. Wow. Faith. Hope. Miracle a lot of the time, to be fair. But still, at the same time.
That was so Stan Lee. May he rest. That was so Stan
Lee. I'm a true believer, like my boy
true
Stan.
True believer.
Uncle Stan, watching you. Always watching.
And that's the thing. I mean, when I heard Dev Patel, I'm like, okay. And I mean, bearing in mind, my brain was thinking a thousand different thoughts. I'm thinking, right, so whoever's playing Reed, Sue has to be, no offense, out of your league. Because no doubt, Namor, as he's known as in Wakanda Forever, is going to be a problem for you when they meet, if they're pursuing that storyline, which is going to have to be one way or another, right? Sooner or later. There is no way that Sue's not going to give Namor the wandering eye if you're standing next to Dev Patel.
But then it's the thing, like, yeah, Dev Patel in Green Knight is awesome. He's fantastic, and he scrubs up very well. That's why it's like,
The thing is, like, it depends, because, like, if you're doing that storyline from the original comic book, so you put Namor in this place all the time.
Yeah, but that worked for him, though.
Yeah, that
it wore the attraction.
Fine, I've got it. It's Marvel Reaven done, casted.
But then, yeah, that could be any of them four who look alike.
Yeah, but Samara Reaven's the more talented one.
Ooh, wow.
To be fair.
Trudeau.
Yeah.
I saw the problem there. There you go, Marvel. That's for free.
You have, because Sue has always been lacking. Sue has always been a problem.
Yeah. As much as I love Jessica Alba, she was a terrible Sue.
Absolutely. They've always cast the wrong Sue's. So she needs Samara Reaven.
All right, quick one. Who would you cast as Johnny?
Oh no.
Ooh, actually, what's his name from Maze Runner and Teen Wolf?
Well, the lead in the Maze Runner.
Yeah. Because if you've played, he plays in Teen Wolf, he plays Styles. And Styles is a very, like, in your face,
exuberant. Yeah,
and he does that quite well, to be fair. And I can see if he does bring that to Johnny, I could see him doing that.
I'd be happy to go with an unknown for Johnny. I'd be happy to go with a really good unknown for Johnny.
Then I can't answer that question then.
Okay, Von Doom. Who?
Cavill, because he can do anything.
Cavill is a decent shot.
But to be fair, I'd rather have him as a hero. He looks too much like a hero than I'd rather have him as a hero, though, to be fair.
Well, you saying that, you've heard Steve Young from Walking Dead has been cast in the Thunderbolts, right?
Steve Young, why don't I know that name?
Glenn?
Yeah, from Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Who's he playing?
Glenn.
But who's he playing?
He's like Glenn
who's he playing in Marvel?
Oh, Thunderbolts. It seems, allegedly, it's being kept on the wraps, but they reckon he's playing... can't say it without being disappointed. what's his name?
Can't even say it without being disappointed. Who?
Sentry.
What?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, Glenn is playing Sentry.
Yep.
What kind of...
It shows the levels as jobs, right? But they wanted Ryan Gosling originally.
How the... what?
No, oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I said I wanted Cavill to play Sentry. That's
that's really on the nose, but it makes sense because basically Sentry is the equivalent to Marvel Superman.
Yeah.
I mean, like, every time you put Cavill in conversation, it's always I wanted to play Sentry, I wanted to play Hyperion, you wanted to play versions of Superman because obviously
he has the build, he has the thing, he can do it.
I say keep him as Captain Britain and leave it at that. But
thank you. Can we just leave him as Captain Britain and then some?
Like Glenn as Sentry.
Yeah.
You might as well cast Michael Douglas as Sentry if you're gonna do that. Fucking hell.
Wow.
Never say Michael Douglas because me and Michael Douglas will do a good job, let's be honest. I'm not saying Glenn can't act, but just really?
No, but you have to have gravitas. That's what it is. You've got to have
You need presence. You need someone in the first room.
That's all the Supermen have failed because they lacked gravitas. Brandon Ruth, I'm really sorry. You were amazing in Scott Pilgrim, but you were not Superman.
Nah.
You were Stalker Man, but you were not Superman. And I love Brandon Ruth, and I love him more outside of Superman. I love him in Scott Pilgrim. I loved him in Zack and Miri Make a Porno. Adore him. He's not Superman.
Dean Cain
as well.
Dean Cain.
I mean, okay, take off his whatever, his Trumpism now, but even then, he was okay for the TV, and he was just about okay and squeaky for the TV. He did not have gravitas.
No, he was good Clark, he was a terrible Superman.
Yeah.
Amen. Whereas Christopher Reeve...
Orbit. He was package. He was a package. But you were saying, Big Man?
May he rest.
No, I'm saying, regarding your shout as Doom, I'll say Alexander Skarsgård.
Which one's that? True Blood. Okay, blonde one. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good.
Can we talk about that family?
What? How amazing?
They have a chokehold on us because I don't know what it is. But they're so it's
Even the one that's the least good looking one is still really good.
That's what I mean. It's weird. It's like they can do anything. Like they literally can be evil. Mm-hmm. When they're evil, they are unbelievably evil. When they're good, they're unbelievably good. And it just goes through the whole goddamn family. Like, it's just like... Yeah,
the father, the three sons, Jesus Christ.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, they're all really talented, and I would not say no to them.
Amazingly talented. Like, oh. Anyway, you know, on that note, I think we need to stop. Because when I get overexcited, it goes like, which I love. I love the energy. But, Big Man, thank you for the combination episode. My God. And thank you for that little review of Cocaine Bear, which we might have to ask you for more details on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the to Bruv doing his whole, like, kind of, you know, Winnie the Pooh universe is coming up review. So that's going to be fantastic for Bruv. Bruv?
Yeah.
You know, sure. Option the Bambi one, yeah? They've optioned the Bambi.
I heard that, because, yeah, because it's public domain.
It is. So Bambi's going the same route as Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Again, I saw their first film, which was, well, the first film I ever saw, the company that did it, was just called Killing Tree, and
we look forward to your extensive 3-hour YouTube review of the whole what universe do we even call this now?
Disney PU, I don't know.
Oh God. 100 Acre Wood Massacre universe?
I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to play anymore. Can we go now?
Okay, on that note, we'll leave off B until it's time to do the review. Thank you very much for your ears, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can email us at centuryavengers@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at messeduppod, and you can find us on Twitter at andmessed. Bruv, what's your socials?
You can find me on YouTube under instantclassic_KB, and you can also find me on Instagram, TikTok and Twitch under instantclassic_gaming. Big Man, how about you?
On Twitter you can find me at war3782, and on the gram you can find me at mr_roberts_v1.
Thank you very much for listening, and you take care. We'll see you soon.
Later.
Bye.
And that's Why We're Messed Up, produced by the Centuries Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.